looking out at the devastation I'm still here.
I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because he indeed is Lord. And I greet you amidst all that goes on in this world, in a world of where there's a lot of confusion and a lot of people that don't know which way to go, what to do, or how to conduct themselves. But amidst it all, we continue to proclaim the fact and the truth and the reality that there is a way. And it's not just like the way of the world, which is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But there is a way that leads to life. But that way, if you're going to go on that way, you've got to follow the Lamb. You've got to follow the truth. You've got to follow the way. You've got to follow the life. You've got to follow the... Ultimately, you've got to follow Christ Jesus, who is the one leading and guiding you through it all. So, if you are going to know the other way, then it comes on his terms, under his dominion, under his lordship, under his kingdom, the dominion of the king. And the other way, which, you know, seems right for so many people in their own thinking, in their own minds, but it leads only to sorrow and to death and to destruction and to the crumbling of all the things that they try to put together. Psalm 2, verse 1 says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, be instructed. Ye judges of the earth, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him." Amen. And let's flip forward a little bit to Psalm 149. 149, same book. And Psalm 149 says, "Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the tremble and harp. For the Lord hath taken pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths, and a two-edged sword in their hands, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord." Amen. Amen. Well, you know, one thing to always remember in the midst of all that goes on is that God is not absent from the things that are taking place on the earth. And he has his plans, he has his purposes, he has his people, he has his own desire for what will happen and take place in the earth. Now, you know, I want you guys to understand something that's important. When Jesus came into this planet and into this world, he walked among us, and the Word became flesh. Even as in John 1 it talks about, the Word became flesh and it dwelt among us, and he was the living embodiment of the Word. And as he was on this planet, and with all that he did in his time on the earth, there was all these prophecies and all these things that God had spoken leading up to the time when Jesus would come into the earth, and people had read them. They read them, they'd studied them, they'd looked at them, they'd combed the scriptures, they knew all kinds of things, and all kinds of stuff, and all kinds of material. And yet, Jesus came, was here, dwelt among us, lived, fulfilled his mission, gave up his life on the cross, rose from the dead, and at the close of all of that, created the way to the Father, established the kingdom that he was going to establish, which is a spiritual kingdom. And then, you know, it takes in the book of Acts for Peter to say, look, this Jesus whom you crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ. They didn't get it. They didn't understand what God was doing. Despite the fact that they had the Word. Now, mind you, they're also reading in the original language. No concordance necessary. I mean, they no Bible dictionary necessary. They knew, they were living it. And they had all these expectations. They had all these things in their mind of what they thought the kingdom would be. Remember them asking Jesus, at this time, are you now going to set up your kingdom? You know, are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? They had this thing in their mind. And yet, all the time, God was working out his own purposes. When Jesus, after his resurrection, and he was walking on the road with the two of his followers that were talking about the things that happened in Jerusalem and the crucifixion of Jesus, and he just kind of came up with next to him, and they were, and he was asking, well, what are you guys talking about? They're like, well, are you just a stranger here? You know, don't you know the things that have happened in Jerusalem in these days? He's like, what things? They're talking about him. And he's just like walking next to them, like, oh no, tell me more. Sure. And once they talk a little bit more, and they're like, you know, we were hoping that this Jesus was going to be, you know, the Messiah and all this other stuff. And he then says, look, and he takes them through the scriptures all the way, you know, from Moses up and through the current thing that they're in, so they could understand the plan and purpose of God. Walking with them. And I love the fact that Jesus would walk and teach. And I love the fact that if you're going to go, if you're going to be with Christ, you got to move with him. You got to flow with him. You got to go with what he's doing. You're not going to do it by trying to make him fit your little world. You've got to go with him, with what he's doing, with what the king is doing. So, but it didn't fit how they thought it should fit. It didn't work how they thought it should work. And in the end, God was working out his plan. It is the mystery. And it is incredible. And now today, in the day and the age that we live in now, we understand more about that plan and purpose of God that was being revealed in that time. Scriptures say that if the enemies understood, if the spiritual enemies understood what was actually going to take place, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. They would not have gone down that road. If they knew that they were actually playing into God's divine plan and God's intention, they would not have gone that way. But they did. They went the way that would actually facilitate the plan and the purpose of God. And God would do so many different things through that crucifixion that would have only happened in that way. So the price was paid, the blood sacrifice was necessary for our forgiveness. For our, because in Hebrews 9, you know, it's without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. So that was necessary. That and what's in the blood, your life is in the blood. So the life of the Son of God needed to be paid, need to be, he had to give it and willfully use that life to pay for us, for our redemption, for our salvation, for our restoration. So he, when they tried to set him up to be a king, you know, with the 5,000 after he fed them, because they wanted to keep the meal ticket going, and he walked away from that. He was not going to be what they wanted him to be. He was going to be who God had sent him in this earth to be. He came here to pay a debt. He came here to establish a kingdom. He came here to do certain things, to say certain things, to accomplish the reason and the purpose for which God had sent him into the earth for in the first place. Likewise, you and I, my brothers and sisters, we were sent into the world at such a time as this for God's purposes. And the world won't understand it. The world won't know it. And frankly, a lot of times you and I, we're just being led on a moment-to-moment, need-to-know basis too. Because if there was too much exposed or too much revealed, we may not go through it. We may not take the steps necessary. We may not follow. We may not want to learn the certain lessons that are necessary in following that voice. And yet God's plan is being worked out. Now, in the midst of it, you know, as we open this thing up as well, in the midst of it, we're surrounded by a world that is at enmity with God, where the rulers of this world have in their own minds set themselves up against truth, against God, against righteousness, against God's plan and purpose. And they've positioned themselves in their own arrogance, in their own minds, in their own greeds, in their own lusts, against Him. And God laughs at them. He laughs at them. And He uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. He uses the things that this world would never suspect. And He turns around and destroys them with it. Just as David used Goliath's own sword to cut off his own head, God uses whatever He desires to destroy the works of the devil. And many, many times they reap what they've sown. And in that they fall apart and they're destroyed. Now, for us, brothers and sisters, you know, ours is to also realize that, you know, amidst the sorrow, and you know, in recent times there's been a mixed set of emotions that I've kind of felt. But God would have us to also know the truth and to live in that truth. And in Psalm 149, to praise ye the Lord, to sing unto the Lord a new song and His praise in the congregation of the saints. You know, God, why do you sing a new song? Because there's something new that's happening. Why do you sing a new song? Because it's a new time. It's a new experience. When you sing a new song, it's a new experience. It's something new. It's something uncharted. It's something unexpected. You don't just bring out over and over and over again the same shop-worn old things over and again. No, the life that God is flowing through you is living and dynamic, powerful and vibrant, alive. And it flows wherever the Spirit of God would lead you. As John 3 talks about, you know, we go wherever it is that the Spirit of God leads us and guides us to go. We do whatever the Spirit of God leads us and guides us to do. That is the destiny of the saints. There is much that God has for us to do in this life and experience and be part of. But we won't be able to do that if for ourselves, if our eyes are on the things that are going on around us. First, set your eyes on Christ. Put your eyes on Him. He is the Good Shepherd. He is the one that leads and guides His sheep. If you have an issue, if you have something that needs to be addressed, boldly Take it before the throne of grace. Take it before the Lord and bring that before Him and allow Him to give you wisdom and guidance and understanding. It says in the Scriptures, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. Ask the Lord. Seek His face. Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. Let Him direct you. Let Him protect you. Let Him shield you. Let Him show you why all that's been before has needed to be what it was. And let Him show you where He's trying to take you in time to come. The Spirit quickeneth, the flesh counteth for nothing. The Spirit of the living God will take you forward and take you through. But that which the world has to offer is nothing. Never has the world had anything good to offer you but an illusion, but a deception. But God is with His people. As you trust, and as you look to Him, He will lead you through. The struggle sometimes has been because of some of our surroundings and some of the things that we've gone through in our window and our time in the earth. Yes, you know, it's been rough at times. But take that struggle to the Lord. Take that before unto Him. And sing unto the Lord a new song, because He's also doing something new with His people. And in the midst of it all, too, you have a foundation. You have a way. You have what you need to succeed. You have what you need to walk through. You have what you need. And it's been given to you by His Spirit. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. He will direct your path. So you got to trust Him. You got to look to Him. You got to ask for that direction. You got to ask for Him to lead and guide you and show you. The Father is with His people, and in all that goes on right now in the earth, this is a time where, for each and every one of us, your attention, your heart, your focus needs to be on Him. The reason that men's hearts fail them when they see certain things coming upon the earth is because their eyes are looking all over the place. But when your heart is fixed on the Lord, He said, "I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is set on me, whose heart is set on me." He's going to keep you in that perfect peace. If you have His thoughts, if His thoughts are your thoughts, you're going to see things from His perspective. You're going to understand things from His way. You're going to be able to trust and to walk through. Now, without that leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, you're left to your own devices, your own skills, your own abilities, your own understanding. And right now, where the world is at, is the world has no solution. That's what's amazing, is the world has no solution. But the people of God, God has put into the earth at such a time as this. The solution comes from the one that made it all. He's the one that made it all. He's the one that knows how to fix it. And if you seek Him, He will show you. He will lead you. He will guide you into all truth. God protects those that are His. He watches over them. He leads and guides them through all of this. And you've got to trust Him, knowing that He that began that good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. God's going to continue to work in you. Yes, we have our share of frustrations and struggles, but in those frustrations and struggles, we also trust the one that leads and guides us. And we bring it back to Him, and we ask Him for the relief that we need when we need it, the direction that we need when we are not sure. And quiet yourself and still yourself before His Spirit, because God will show you and He will lead you through. So just want to encourage you guys this day. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, and just say hi. We always love to hear from you guys. All right, we'll catch up with you guys sometime soon. All right, bye.